pregnant.
Give proof to the flight that our fag was still there. Oh, say does that star splingled banners yet woo? For the land of the free, and the home of the tears to my eyes, you guys.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, September 27th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, greased up babies, plus flashing dildos, and segueing off a cliff. Ah, probably what it sounded like. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you, back to kick off a brand new week of programs. There's a lot of Facebook revenge going on. We've talked about this last week with those guys who basically posed their drunk friend to make it look like he fell asleep jerking off to gay porn, and then his parents walked in on him. A bunch of crusty tissues and, you know, lube surrounding him, not to mention, hot anal action being played on the computer. Anyways, I've got another example here of Facebook revenge. This guy is very pissed off at his sister. He writes, "So if everyone hasn't heard yet, I'm grounded for the next 3 months. Why? Because Katie decided to rat me out and tell my parents about the 12-pack I was hiding in my room. My parents are Asian, and all of you know that Asian parents are fucking strict. 12 cans equals 3 months of being grounded. A little over the top. Not if your parents are Asian and your sister is a filthy whore. Since all I can do and all I'll ever for the next 2.5 months involves sitting on the computer all day, I thought I'd get a little revenge. Everyone out there might think my sister is such a sweet and innocent girl, but a few days ago I decided to go treasure hunting in her room and found a little something special hidden in her closet." He ends with, "Ladies and gentlemen, my sister is a whore." What he found was a piece of paper titled "My Hookup List." Now, what she's done here is she's listed about 10 guys and what she wants them to do to her. And then as she bangs them, she'll cross their names off the list. Now, the first one on the list is Adrian, who apparently did not hook up with her. She wanted him to finger her, and maybe she would give him a hand job, but that didn't work out. Number two, Ronnie, she did have sex with. Well, she gave him a blow job. Jacob, they kissed. That's not really hooking up. What I find interesting are the ones where she writes little notes, like with Russell, who she had sex with. She writes, "He ate me out! Awesome!" She wanted him to make me go, "Oh, only kiss." But he ended up sucking her snatch. Bravo. I hope she gave herself some extra points for that one. My favorite dude is Brian, who she says, "I will only kiss, but if he cuts his hair, I might give him a blowjob." Dude must have like a Mo Howard cut or something. Anyways, moving on. I've got some new Alexis K. Tyler audio, courtesy of DV listener Negro Corey. So thank you very much, Negro Corey, for this. In this video, Alexis K. Tyler is getting horned up from coffee. She's black and she'll cream you.
Not only am I feeling so much love, but y'all, I done came across this goddamn sex coffee.
What is that, Alexis?
I done came across this goddamn sex coffee.
Sex coffee.
I drank a little bit. I'm waiting for it to kick in. But this girl gave it to me a few days ago. And she said, if you drink this or put a little bit up under your tongue before you drink it and make it into a coffee, Within 30 minutes, nigga, dick will be hard and your pussy will be motherfucking goddamn exhilarated and heated, running over, steaming and shit, because you want a dick up in.
Basically, it's a pussy chino. Her pussy is steaming up. It's frothing up.
And
like
heated,
espresso.
Running over, steaming and shit, because you want a dick up in.
Is that the same stuff I'm sipping on over here?
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm going to drink it for you because I don't want you to buy it unless I know the shit worth.
What?
I don't know. This is why my heart beating and racing and shit. But I ain't felt my pussy popping yet, so I'm going to drink a little more. I'm going to let y'all know.
That's a good idea.
Pack it right here.
I'm going to try and zoom in on
that. Call Magic Coffee. Now, they look for distributors and stuff, so I don't know if somebody trying to recruit me. I don't know. I might just sell it, even if I don't, you know, distribute it or become a distributor or whatever. But they're looking for them if y'all interested in it.
But it's an enhancer? I mean, it's female and male enhancer?
Oh,
together?
It's unisex
enhancer?
It's for men and women. It's supposed to be enhanced. It's supposed to be like a herbal Viagra mixed into the coffee. The coffee got the milk and the sugar and shit in it.
Ooh,
all you add is exactly 6 ounces of hot water. Drank the shit.
Well, I'm drinking it too, so.
You gonna get laid by Alexis. The package features a couple in an embrace with a little bit of coffee.
Now, I don't know if I got a damn super high turbocharged pussy or what. You might have to go get me another goddamn pack out of the car. Because I ain't really feeling it in my ass yet.
Ass.
My clit is not tingling. I'm very upset. But then again, wait a minute. It ain't 30 to 45 minutes I'm paying. I just struck the last bit.
Didn't you say 30 minutes?
30 to 45 minutes.
I love the music in the background.
So,
steamy, sultry.
You might have to go get me another damn pack, and we make another cup and split it. Or you just
I'm
take
sorry.
A whole cup.
Or we'll just take another pack and split it then.
I don't know, maybe to be fair to the whole result. You might need a whole pack, I need a whole damn pack.
Okay, well, you want to take a break and go get another? We'll go get
what
another.
What you think? Because, you know, even though I'm little, I'm strong. I'm real strong. So you got to hit me with some shit. No, you can't play with my damn pussy. You can't bullshit me.
I think Magic Coffee has found their spokeswoman. You can't bullshit my pussy. Yet another fantastic quote from Alexis K. Tyler. Ding. Moving on.
This is Josh, and he's going to be puke dancing.
Yes, Josh is going to be puke dancing. Now, this is a video I ran across, and I think it'll be featured in my next video cast over there on YouTube, because you really have to see it. Basically, Josh, I don't know if he's just not feeling well. Maybe he ate something that was not agreeing with him, but he decides that he knows he's going to puke, so he's going to try to dance and puke at the same time. Like, dancing will cause him ultimately to vomit. There he goes. Still hopping around. Nice. Nice moves. Oh.
How I get down, son.
Yeah, he pukes like, how many times was that? One. Two. Three. Was there another one? Oh, there is a fourth one there that I. So he pukes at least 4 times. Bravo. Finally, before we get into the news today, I gotta talk about graphic sexual horror, which pretty much describes every porno clip I play on this program. But in this case, I'm talking about a documentary. It's all about a BDSM website called InSex. I don't know if you're into BDSM, you may have heard about it. Apparently, it is one of the largest, most controversial of the BDSM porno sites. One of the recurring themes of the videos, and I'm taking this off of Wikipedia, was that the models had to ask for permission before they had an orgasm during a scene. Models had safe words that they'd occasionally used if their pain tolerance was exceeded or if they wanted to quit the scene entirely. This was generally not cut out of the video, though. It was not uncommon that the models would be visibly bruised at the end of a shoot, for instance, from cane strokes or whipping. So yeah, there's a whole documentary about the history and InSex's ultimate demise. Apparently, the website was offered for sale, $4 million was the price, and it was reportedly bought by a Dutch company, of course. Dirty, sick Dutch people. Here's a little clip from the documentary to give you an idea of what it's about.
If a girl was on a shoot and she said no to something, he stopped the shoot. He would get pissed off. He would get angry.
Ness 4 had this one limit. She didn't want to be slapped. And the live feed started, and the chat members saying, slap her face, and I think Petey forgot that that might have been a limit.
Yes, so Petey, I guess, is the guy in the film. The one thing this broad said was, you can do anything you want to me. You can, twist my tits. You can punch me in the cunt. You can shove, you know, a hot poker in my asshole. Just don't slap me in the face. And so what is the first thing he does? Slaps the bitch in the face.
Did you just make a face? Huh? Did you?
Oh my fucking
Did you just cop an attitude, huh?
Now you've made her cry.
Did you?
Of course she copped an attitude. You did the one thing she told you not to do.
You're answering me?
You didn't even ask me about this.
You want to stop now?
The thing that I don't get, and she's landed on kind of thick, is the crying. You are on a website that caters to videos where bitches are just beat the fuck up. One slap to the face made you a ball like a baby?
You wanna stop now? You wanna stop?
I shouldn't.
What's that?
I
shouldn't have done that? Did you hear the member asking for it? Didn't you?
Like you should have been like some people wish she's about.
You're gonna lecture me? We're done.
Now he's mad. She said, I don't know if you can hear through all of her fucking blubbering, is that you should respect people's wishes about that type of thing. She said, don't hit me in the face. You hit her in the face. Now he's angry.
You're gonna lecture me? We're done.
That's it. Like, that's really gonna hurt her. See, now we're gonna stop. I'm not gonna fucking twist your nipples with clamps or anything. You've ruined it for everyone. He later tries to explain that this is not a relationship, this is a performance or something.
Okay, now you understand this is a show, right?
Show!
Now, this is different than real life, isn't it?
Yes.
This is not real life, is it?
It hurts just like real life.
This is a show, right?
Yes.
And you're here to put on a show. And you know the difference, right?
Do
you know the difference?
Me too.
Good, dear.
She doesn't back down, though. She says, that's fine. Just don't hit me in the face again. And then he gets angry and says, now you want to control this? Huh? You want to be put in control? You're making all these rules? I'm not going to play the whole thing, but eventually he backs down, I guess.
All right, I'll let you have this victory. I won't slap you again.
Yeah.
Models would come in and do what they did because they needed a certain amount of money.
Of course.
They had to weigh what they had to do.
That's why anyone goes into work.
I had never had anal penetration, for example, and the first thing, or like the second thing he did in a live feed was like Mr. Pogo fucked me with a huge dildo for someone who'd never had anything in the ass, and he like didn't really ask me. It was like kind of like he whispered in my ear that I'm gonna do something with Mr. Pogo, I'm gonna do something anally, or he said something that told me what he was, but I didn't get it, and it wasn't okay, and I was crying, and I was screaming. I mean, I feel like I was raped.
Da 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 da. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. I mean, how do you add to that? I feel like I was raped is a pretty good way to end that segment. Although, I have to say this. If you felt like you were getting raped, use your safe word, for Christ's sakes. All right. If you are not yet a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Help support the program. Keep this bitch rolling. Tomorrow, I have an extended show for you. Thursday's program will be exclusive. Got a video cast lined up as well. It's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Support the program. Three quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Oh, yes. Florida, elderly people, disfiguring infants. It all sounds so very good. It's everything I love, wrapped up in one news story. Yes, a grandfather apparently had to use a 10-month-old as a human shield. The incident occurred at around 1 a.m. this morning as Dorothy Hutchinson and Johnny Allen Hutchinson were watching their four grandkids at their daughter's home. According to police reports, the husband and wife got into an argument as their grandchildren slept in the living room. Well, as the argument escalated, Dorothy threatened to throw hot grease on her husband, Johnny, if he didn't leave her alone. Apparently, he didn't leave her alone. The altercation continued, and she approached him with a pan of hot grease from the stove. Then Johnny, in a very brave move, allegedly used his 10-month-old grandson as a human shield. That didn't stop Dorothy, though. She threw the grease on him. The grease burned Hutchinson and caused first and second degree burns to the child's right leg and lower abdomen. It also burned another grandson under his left eye and on the left side of his face.
I'm calling these people and I'm madder than fish grease.
All right, I'm not entirely sure if fish grease was the type of grease used in the attack. Anyways, the children's distraught mother, Calandra Asau, said that although her mom and stepdad argue, she never expected this. She said, I just don't understand it. It just the whole thing, because I know my stepdaddy loves his grandkids, and I know my mother loves them also, and I just feel like this was just an accident, but it's just I don't want to talk no more. Wow, talk about a run-on sentence. Dorothy Williams Hutchinson was arrested and charged with aggravated domestic battery and two counts of neglect of a child. She wasn't neglecting them. She aimed at the child. Johnny Allen Hutchinson was arrested and charged with aggravated child abuse. Neighbors said they were shocked by the news and that the Hutchinsons are usually out in the yard playing with four happy children. The children's mother, Calandra, or whatever the fuck her name is, said that she was with the kids at the hospital and they're going to be all right. But the ordeal is far from over. Dun, dun, dun. That's a menacing way to end a news story. Very foreboding. Moving on. This is just a great news story. Everyone knows what a Segway is, a little two-wheeled, retarded-looking scooter, right? Apparently, the owner of the Segway company died riding the scooter off a cliff. Now, if you're the owner of a Segway, you really should know, while it can self-balance, it cannot levitate. It's not made of pixie dust and magic, for Christ's sakes. All right, the multi-millionaire businessman, 62, fell into the River Wharfe while inspecting the grounds of his North Yorkshire estate on a rugged country version of the Segway. You know, the off-road version. The Segway is a motorized scooter which uses gyroscopes to remain upright and is controlled by the direction in which the rider leans. The dude's name, I guess the president of Segway International, or whatever the name of the company is, Segway Inc., or whatever, is Jim Hasselden. Okay. A passerby found Hasselden alongside his Segway in the Boston Spa area at about 11:40 a.m. on Sunday. A spokesman for West Yorkshire Police said today, police were called at 11:40 a.m. yesterday to reports of a man in the River Wharfe apparently having fallen from the cliffs above. A Segway-style vehicle was recovered. He was pronounced dead at the scene. At this time, we don't believe the death to be suspicious. Hasselden was worth about £166 million and ranked 395th on the Sunday Times Rich List. The former miner made his millions from defense contracts. He created a unique portable wire cage water containment system, which when filled with earth and sand, proved a major defense against bullets, missiles, and suicide attacks. Yet a fucking Segway foiled him. Final story we have for you today comes, again, from our most fucked up state. Say it with me. Florida, our most fucked up state. There, I said it, and I hope you said it with me. A jury on Friday acquitted a 22-year-old man accused of exposing himself in front of a school bus filled with honor students. I was expecting it to say, like, cheerleaders or something. Maybe he made a mistake. Finding the act was a prank gone wrong. Yeah, it went wrong because he thought there was going to be some fucking hot girls on the bus. Not nerd honor students. James Richmond did not expose his genitalia, as police, prosecutors, and angry parents said he did. They lied? What? Instead, he used a Halloween costume that featured a large fake penis he said was intended to get a laugh. Unfortunately, it was a joke no one found funny.
I started a joke, which made the whole world cry.
Richmond, an engaged utility worker from Sanford, erupted in tears of joy when the verdict was announced. He faced 30 years in prison if convicted of lewd and lascivious exposure in front of the two 14-year-old boys who saw what they thought was a real penis. That Halloween costume was really good. Richmond, who was arrested in November 2008, also faced being labeled a sex offender for the rest of his life. We're thrilled, defense lawyer Aaron Delgado said after the not guilty verdict was announced. What's great is that this news story then references another similar court case. An appellate court earlier this year ruled it was legal for a Hernando County man to put a sex toy, quote, resembling a penis, into his mouth in front of a 7-year-old child. I, and this is no joke, live near an elementary school, even though I'm not supposed to, legally speaking, but I cannot wait to try this out. It sounds like so much fun, just walking past the school, sucking on a dildo. With that precedent in mind, prosecutor Ryan Will conceded that in order for Richmond to be convicted, he'd have to prove that what was hanging out of his pants was a real cock and not a fakie. The defense lawyer showed jurors pictures snapped of Richmond wearing the costume, given to him by a co-worker who said it was made by a 90-year-old woman. Again, I knew somehow an elderly person was involved in this. These old people will stop at nothing to destroy the youth. You see what they're doing now? Penis jokes seem to make the youngsters laugh. Here, have a costume with a big fake cock on it. Then she's the one that probably called the cops. They will stop at nothing to destroy us. I'm on to you, you sack of withered old dried up bones. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, this is the part of the show where I get to hear from you. Ooh. Maybe. I can't hear him. What the fuck was that?
Jagu Timothy James Dual Kebab Henson. This is Desert Rat, your newest sideshow freak out of Phoenix.
Oh, very good.
I just wanted to say, first time listener, long time caller. Yeah, I've been listening since back in the fucking Tell Me days when they fucking had you on the extensions and cutting you off all the time.
Yes.
Yes, and you fucking come so far. And you sound so much silkier in fucking stereo. Mm. And I'm now glad to be able to support your fucking meth habit. So, there you go. I didn't want to leave a message until I signed up for the sideshow.
Oh, listen
and,
to you.
I'm glad to be able
Good
to do
boy.
That and support all your fucking psychosis and stupidity.
Yes.
Yes. So thank you for that.
Apparently, I remember during the Tell Me days, we'd run into some problems with the content of my program. A little racy. White man. Say it. White man. Yes! Is that it?
Calling in regards to that sex testing. Is there a story that some people are apparently getting sick over throwing up? Well, I, on the other hand, am not a big pussy.
Did the opposite happen to you? Did your dinky hoid?
And for some reason, I'm getting turned on by it.
Well.
Yes, I'm a sick freak.
Yeah, do I have any listeners who are into puke play? We found someone who's into blood play. If anyone's into vomit, please email me or call in.
Hello, Timothy Anson. And Francisco, your monkey. Timothy, how could you say that you fear the monkey future when the alternative is the pony future? Now, I will rule with an iron fist and force you to work in the banana mine. But I solemnly swear that I will never force my subjects to eat my waste or drink my urine.
Very kind.
There will be lots of onerous film strips, and I love the accordion, and I really love blowjobs. But there will be no compulsory scat play in the monkey future.
Well, you heard it here first, freaks.
Hey, Tim, it's the Milkman here. Been listening to your show, and everybody keeps talking about that puke porn on the Sex Fantastic Tuesday and how it made them sick and everything. Apparently, I'm a bigger freak than I thought, man, because I listen to your show while I'm working. I drive around all over the place, and I was going through a drive-thru, eating a burger, and laughing my ass off. So, I mean...
You a truck driver? Trucks keep America moving. Don't forget that.
Part of the course. I mean, that's...
That'd look good on a bumper sticker.
Your show's all about, ain't it? So, yeah, later on, keep it up, buddy.
All right, thank you very much.
Tim, Spencer from Virginia here. Haven't called in a while.
Why?
I just want to say, man, I really appreciate the show, everything you have to do. I know you take a lot of shit. I just want to give you some love, and baby.
Thank you. Anytime you
want a cocksucker, you know who to call.
All right. Yeah, I do have your number here. Look forward to that.
Hey, Tim, it's Sajnam.
Sit by your phone and wait for my call.
Hey, Tim.
Because when I need it bad, right away.
Hey, Tim, it's Sajnam, number Spider.
Yes, Spider.
I just want to address
something.
A caller that called in and said that, wanted to interview someone. Yeah, I'm down with that. That's totally cool.
Of course you would be. You call in every fucking day.
I have one more thing.
I don't think I need to interview you.
To some of your old shows. And one thing I've really noticed that's a common denominator when your shows cause me to fall over laughing is when you talk about things that really piss you off and you go into these rants. And those, when you go into those rants and you start making fun of things, that is when your show is comedy gold, So please, I understand that it angers you, but please find things that piss you off and then talk about them in the show, because it is just the most enjoyable thing.
I'll look deep within myself. I'm sure I can pull something out.
Timothy Boo Henson.
Beautiful, creamy shit.
Is just here. I was listening to your older shows when I heard the fact that you listened to, or you watched, rather, Glee on Fox. And
did I admit to that?
Threw my hands up and kind of did this strange, what is happening gesture with my face.
Well, I stopped watching it. There's like a couple episodes from the last season that I didn't watch, and I haven't been watching it this season. I think it started recently, so... I thought it was an okay show.
Anyways,
I just haven't watched it recently.
I am sure you are aware that the new season starts up today, which was probably yesterday by the time you're playing this,
last week.
I just wanted to inform you.
All right, well, that's an important programming note. If any of you guys enjoy Glee.
Hey, what, man? This is the Brown Man speaking. According to my phone, the last time I called in was at the very beginning of August, and... I haven't really had much to say, but are people calling in about the Horse Planet Fantastic Tuesday? Or like a previous one or something?
The one that's making people vomit, I think, is the puke porn that was the week prior to Horse Planet.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Jody, Lifetime Sideshow member.
Oh, that a girl.
I haven't talked to you for a while.
Sweet, sweet Jody.
Anyway, just wanted to let you know that I made my fairy milk with the fairy honey, and I put it out for the fairies because I don't have a garden. I just put it in my house.
I can't even do the gay laugh.
Welcome the fairies in. And instead, all I got was a bunch of ants. So do you think the ants are the fairies?
Probably.
I was just wondering what you thought. Talk to you later, Timmy Boo. Bye.
That was fucking delusional. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-666. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and leave us some nice reviews over there on iTunes. Subscribe to the Sideshow. Very important. And I will be back tomorrow with a big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes.
I can't hear you.